Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. For Saturday, June 13th, I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, as I do every second Saturday of the month at 2 p.m. Central Time. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. My first career after arriving in the United States was as a fashion model, and then I was a singer on the MCA label, corporate consultant for companies like Accenture, and today I am a professional speaker, trainer, author of 5 books and 3 blogs, certified professional coach, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's show. The first rule of management is delegation. The first rule of management is delegation. Don't try to do everything yourself, because you can't. Anthea Turner said that. And by the way, today's show is brought to you by JAD Communications International. They specialize in personal development, coaching, and training. JADCI focuses on improving communications, managing people and expectations, increasing interpersonal skills, promoting respectful communications, and conflict resolution. Visit them online at www.jadcommunications.com. Use the contact page to request more information. We have a great show for you today. Joining us later will be Karen Brockman, who will be taking your calls and questions. So be sure to call us at 646-381-4198. And by the way, if you're listening online or you decide to give us a call, please mute your computer first. The title of today's show is The One Giant Step Solopreneurs Should Implement If They Want to Grow Their Business, Reduce Their Stress, and Reach Their Goals. As their businesses grow, entrepreneurs and small business owners typically get overwhelmed with the sheer volume of administrative and marketing details that must be done to keep up with their expanding businesses. They get to the point where they simply don't have enough time in the day to create more products and services and serve their clients and customers effectively. If solopreneurs want to expand and move to the next level of their growth and income goals, they should not continue to do it all alone. Choosing a virtual assistant to help with the many moving parts of the business offers many benefits. On this show, Karen will cover 5 things. When is the best time to bring in a virtual assistant? How to identify the work you want to delegate, how a virtual assistant will add value to your business, identifying the best route, working with a virtual assistant or hiring an employee, and where to find a VA. So let me tell you a little bit about Karen Brockman. She's the founder of Sound Support Virtual Assistant. She developed her networking organizational skills and software knowledge as an administrative support professional working with high-level and upper management executives for over 15 years in the corporate world. She works primarily with presenters, which includes trainers, educators, coaches, and those who seek to motivate, teach, or market their products and services. She understands the unique business challenges of the speaking and training world and is dedicated to providing solutions that free up their time so that they can do what they do best. Become more profitable. She's committed to partnering with her clients for the long term to help them achieve their goals, and she currently lives in the Northwest on beautiful Whidbey Island. She offers a complimentary speaker success kit. You can sign up for her at her website, www.soundsupportva.com, to get your free kit. Welcome, Karen.
Thanks, Yvonne. So great to be here with you again. You know, this is our second time, I believe.
Yes, it is. The first time was very popular, and so I can't wait to hear what you have for us this time. What is a virtual assistant, commonly called a VA?
Yeah, VA is just a short-term word, and it does get confused with Veterans Assistance or Veterans Administration, but it is a virtual assistant in this case. A VA is a small business owner. They have experience in the world of the corporate world, generally speaking, beforehand. They have administrative a lot of administrative experience before they become a virtual assistant. And they provide administrative and possibly personal support by working with their clients in long-term collaborative relationships. And a VA will work from her own office and has the ability to support another business without ever actually meeting face-to-face or visiting their client's office because of the virtual nature of the business. The support a VA provides is fairly administrative in nature. However, there are VAs who offer additional specialties that are creative or technical or have additional specialized training to support their clients. Everyone's different. And a VA is a business owner in her own right. I say her because generally they've been women, although there's a few fellows out there doing virtual assistant work as well. The VA pays her own taxes and insurance. VA maintains her own equipment using the latest technology and can support anyone, anywhere on the planet, basically.
That's wonderful. Let me ask you this. If an entrepreneur is working solo in his or her business but wants to grow the business with more products or services, they must have others to call upon them to help them with their goals. So to be truly successful in growing a business to a higher level, you simply can't just do it all alone. At what point in the business is it the right time to begin looking for help?
That's a really good question, and a lot of people have asked me that over the years. So what I say is when, as a business owner, you're feeling really tired because you're always working, and when you have to cancel fun activities to do work to catch up because you just haven't had the time, when your business seems to be growing faster than you can even keep up, it's probably time to think about getting help and stop doing it all by yourself anymore. When you realize you don't have any more free time in your life and you're feeling squeezed and tired and spinning all those plates at once, chances are good that you are now in overwhelm mode by the time you even recognize all these signs. And you simply cannot grow your business past what you can do all alone. And your time, in fact, all of our time, of course, is limited. We have 24 hours in a day. So how can one person grow and reach the next level of their business without being able to delegate some of the work? So that's when an assistant of some sort is needed. And a virtual assistant, sometimes called an administrative consultant, some of us call ourselves that, is a great choice because they're also a business owner working in their own business. They already have the tools and the technology to help you, and they can work from a distance. They don't need to be in your office, and they don't need you to gather any equipment for them to help you, like a computer, a desk, or space, or anything like that. Virtual assistants also work on a contract basis, not as an employee, so you don't need to become an employer and deal with the hassles of taxes and paid time off and that sort of thing. You choose the person that can help you do what needs doing by interviewing and looking for the right person. You choose them by the tasks you can delegate and trust them to handle. And you choose that person based on their skills and what services they offer in their business. And a virtual assistant will always implement tasks on your behalf that take your valuable time away from the work that you do that actually makes money. So you have to ask yourself, what's my time worth?
Absolutely. So how does a business owner identify what type of help they need?
What I tell people that come to me, I got this idea kind of from the weight loss industry. I think it's Weight Watchers that suggest in order to lose weight that you write down everything you eat on a daily basis in order to become more aware of what you're eating and how much. And so I take this idea and suggest to business owners, if they're considering working with an assistant, keep track of all the tasks you handle in a day. Do that for like a week. I call this their stop doing list. And they do that for a week. I know it's kind of a hassle, but you're writing down each thing you're doing. And then you can look back and see and analyze how many of those tasks are absolutely necessary to your business, but how many of them could be delegated to someone else. And then you can push those off to another list and ask yourself, if you gave them away, how much more time would you have to make money? Because you could do your specialty and not handle the administrative stuff. Most of those tasks that we do as a business owners on a daily basis are most likely not revenue producing. There's a few things you do that actually make money. So if you could give those non-revenue producing tasks away to a trusted assistant, you'll free up your time to do more of the work you really want to do and the work that you really feel called to do that produces income and bring your business to a better profitability standpoint. And when you become more profitable, you easily are paying for that assistant to do that other work.
Absolutely. Let me ask you another question. What can I expect in terms of working with a virtual assistant? How will a virtual assistant add value to my business?
Well, just imagine for a moment what it would be like as a business owner, and you're a business owner. I'm a business owner.
Yeah.
If you only had to deal with the things which truly needed your attention, how would this free up your time? Now picture what your life would be like if you gave away a third or more of that work you now do, which is more than likely administrative, repeatable tasks anyway. Well, you'd have more time for your family and your friends. You'd have more time to strategize and plan for the future growth of your business, and you'd effectively be more balanced. And in other words, you'd probably have a life again. But a VA backs you up and makes it possible for you to free up your time to earn more money. Some of the benefits besides making it possible to free up your time is a VA will offer support that lightens your load, gives you the ability to leverage your time, and helps you shine with your clients and customers. They can make you look good. And a VA can handle all of your administrative tasks if you get the right VA. A really effective VA will analyze your business as time goes on and be able to really understand and climb into your business and help you learn your goals and become more committed to helping you achieve them. And at that point, your VA becomes basically a collaborative partner with you in your business. And as you build your relationship with her, she gains your trust. She'll be doing more of the things you don't have time to do so you can focus on your work and do what you do best. So there's a lot of benefits to having a VA, and those are the ways that value, I mean, that adds value, just having that other person in the background.
Yeah, I like that. And so my other question, and it's got some wheels spinning here for me, you know, how do I decide what to delegate and what to do myself when working with a virtual assistant? Because I have to share with you that sometimes we business owners have confidential material, you know, and so that's part of our reluctance to turn it over to a VA. I started thinking, how about a confidentiality agreement or, you know, that kind of stuff.
And that's
how do I
so
decide
true.
What to delegate? Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, you probably don't know this person real well, but you feel like you can trust them and you guys decide to work together, then that's a good thing. And as the relationship progresses, you find out more and more of what you can trust her with. But several of my VA colleagues have been asked to sign confidentiality agreements, and I think that's a really smart idea for the business owner. I mean, really, you don't know the person well. I mean, that's just good business. But if you get the right VA, hopefully that you have a trustworthy person anyway. But a confidentiality agreement is not a bad idea. But
well, it depends on what I delegated to.
Exactly. And I think as time goes on, you start to more trust, you know, when you're working with someone like that, that eventually, you know, you're going to need some help with travel and you're going to have to turn over the credit card number, you know, or you need them to help you order some products. Well, little by little, you know, that's what I mean about a collaborative. Personally, with me, I used to do project work, but I don't do that so much anymore. I prefer to work with people long term, where after a few years, not even a few years, sometimes just a few months, I'm really feeling like I'm part of really helping them, and they're getting lots of benefits from the fact that I'm digging in and they're starting to trust me more and more. But there's a trust factor that does build up when you decide to delegate and you decide to choose someone. there is a ramp up time and a trust and a development of that relationship time.
Right, and I'm sure that's from both directions, both from
exactly.
the VA and from the business owner.
I can understand the reluctance of a business owner wanting to, I don't know if I want, how much do I want to give away? Well, you start by giving away a little bit and see how she does, and little by little, the trust builds up and you go, you get to know, I know she can handle this, I'm going to give this to her now. It just takes time there.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, so I've hired a VA, and now I want to get things done that my VA doesn't do. How do I handle that?
Well, obviously, no one virtual assistant can possibly know everything. She'll come to you with her own set of skills, and if she's a good one, is constantly adding to those skills by continuing her own education. But your VA should have enough skills to be able to do the research to find someone who knows how to get that thing done that you need doing that she doesn't do. And she can save you some time and headaches by collecting the information and doing the research for you, presenting and summarizing it to you, as well as managing the process of bringing in qualified prospects for you as the business owner to make the decision of who you want to do that thing. So your VA should be somewhat of a manager as well.
Oh, that's great. So that leads me to my next question. What are the benefits of working with a VA that specifically supports presenters and speakers like me?
There's like four main reasons, I think, that I've summarized. And first, I know that there is just too much work for one person to get all the work done, especially when speakers start getting asked to come and speak and there's just so much going on at once. A lot of new and aspiring speakers also have day jobs and they don't have the time to do all the tasks involved in running the business as well, and they're trying to get something else going. Seasoned speakers travel a lot and they're gone from their offices to the point that they don't have time to do all the tasks involved in running their business either. So a VA who understands the challenges in the speaking industry can help take up the slack there. The second thing is a virtual speaker's assistant can help the speaker ramp up faster, because as a trained speaker assistant, personally, that's my forte, and I'm trained to understand the speaking industry and the technology used in the industry, and I developed and I keep continuing to develop established resources and connections for helping speakers. Another reason to hire somebody specifically like to support a presenter or a speaker is that there's a high learning curve for anybody who's never made the journey of a professional speaker. And whether the speaker is paid $5,000 a speech or he's $250 an hour working as a coach or an attorney or a therapist or other entrepreneur of some kind, paying for the help of a speaker's assistant really is a tremendous value at a much lower per hour cost. Working with a speaker's assistant, the speaker then has the freedom to concentrate on those things that only the speaker can do, like writing the best speech, making the best presentation, creating the content well, and working with an assistant, then they have someone to delegate the administrative, marketing, travel arrangement details, and those that are always going to be in any project, those tasks that take up the time that they need to focus. And the fourth reason, and the last reason that I've summarized, is, Yvonne, there's synergy in a collaborative effort. Working alone, it's just more difficult to juggle all the balls and stay on top of everything. Working with an assistant who understands you and your business, you have someone to help you stay accountable to the important things in your business as that business relationship grows. And so having the support of a good assistant can increase your productivity, your efficiency, and in the end, help you even earn more money, because the assistant becomes your ally and your partner, giving you more time to speak, travel, write, and all those things that you do while they take care of the logistics and the back office administrative needs. Basically, your assistant will have your back, and you, as a speaker, will have more time.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, so we talked about hiring an employee versus a virtual assistant. How can I know for sure what's the best solution for me?
Well, having an employee requires you to make space and provide equipment for that person. You also have to pay payroll taxes. And now with Obamacare, you have to provide health insurance. You've always had to provide workman's compensation insurance and possibly vacation or sick pay. That's if you have an employee. But if you have the space and understand what a business owner needs to do as an employer in your particular state, and you want someone right there in your office with you, then you probably do need to hire an employee. And I wouldn't, in that case, suggest that they would have a virtual assistant. By the way, I'd like to address the concern about whether a VA is more expensive than hiring an employee. I'd like to point out that virtual assistance was never really intended to be the low-cost alternative to getting administrative support, but it is intended to be and actually is the most convenient alternative to having an on-site employee to provide that support. But depending on the VA, you might do a pay-as-you-go arrangement, and there are many VAs who do that, giving her only the amount of work you actually have during any week or month, especially if your work varies from month to month. Or you might have her on a retainer, which is the other way a lot of VAs work, buying a certain amount of the VA's time each month for a preset hourly rate. But in each case, it's one payment once a month, and you're not paying all those extra things. She's taking care of things on her end because she's a business in her own right, working in her own space with her own equipment, paying her own taxes and sort of and so forth.
Pretty
So
good.
you're also, that's good, and I want to point out too that you're only paying for the time the VA does work for you. When you have an employee, gets up, takes a break, goes to the water cooler, has those other things. When a VA works, we're taught to set the clock. If we're going to work a 30-minute focus time, which is kind of what I do 30-minute focus times, set the timer and get the work done, stop the timer, maybe take a break, get back. The time clock stops with any breaks that a VA takes, and you're not paying for lunch breaks, restroom, or chatting around the water cooler type breaks. So working with a VA simplifies the process of having an assistant or a secretary, which is what we were called in the old days. But on the same at the same time, even though she's virtual because of our technology, a VA really is as close as sending an email, an instant message, a text message, or just making a phone call. So working virtually really still is almost like having someone in your office because of our technology. So when you realize that you're not doing everything yourself anymore and you consider how all these things work together, is working with a VA more expensive than hiring an employee really? I think when you consider this perspective, working in a VA can almost be a bargain in some cases for business owners.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. How do I find the right virtual assistant for my needs? We talked about speakers and presenters, but a lot of speakers and presenters are also coaches. So how
Right.
do I find the right virtual assistant for my needs?
This is what I would tell a business owner that's listening. Once you have an idea of what kind of help you really need with your business by doing the stop doing list or whatever method you decide to see, what could I delegate? You might start by asking your colleagues in your own industry if they work with a VA and if they have some good referrals. Referrals are really helpful sometimes, but if you don't have anybody you know working with a VA, there's three places I would say that you could go to that I'm sure between these three you'd probably find somebody really good. The first one is assistu.com. This is Assist University. This is where I took my VA training, and they have a registry of VAs who graduated from their program. And so at assistu.com, there is a way to get in touch with them on that website, and interested VAs will respond to you through the registry. And this is a free service to anyone looking for a VA. The second place is IVAA.org. It's an International Virtual Assistant Association. And they have a system for entering requests for proposals, RFPs. This is another no-charge service and a way to find somebody who is interested in doing what you need done. The third place is VAClassrooms.com. And this is a wonderful training organization, Jannings. And he trains VAs in specialized skills. So most of his clients are VAs. And they keep a list of qualified VAs who've completed the VA classroom certification programs in all the different specialties that he teaches. And at the top of their webpage, VAClassroom.com, you'll want to click on the tab called Find a VA. And it'll lead you through the process of looking for the VA that you're looking for that has a particular specialty you might need.
Okay. I wrote those down. I just have a quick question about that, though. Assist U, is it the letter U or Y-O-U?
I'm sorry, yes, it's the letter U, ASSISTU.com.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful. Do you have any final comments for our listeners?
I do have a quote I'd like to share. I'm not even sure exactly where I picked up this quote, but it was fairly recently, I think, but I wrote it down to share with people who asked because I just love what they said. It was obviously a satisfied business owner, and she said this about her virtual assistant. She said, "One thing I love about my VA is how she knows when to listen to my needs and desires. Then she's not afraid to lead, critique, and do the work." And I think that really sums it up as what you're looking for. A VA is not just a secretary. It's somebody who's proactive and who can get involved and, you know, really be an active, proactive business owner. I think this is the best type of assistant you could possibly have. That would be like the perfect VA, I think. Someone who listens, who learns your business and what you need, and then is proactive in moving forward with suggestions and gets the work done. So I would encourage your audience who are listening today, take that giant step to get help to grow your business if you're intending to grow. Reduce your stress. Have more time for fun and get the help you need to reach your goals by working with a virtual assistant. And down the line, you know, your business will thank you with all the profitability that you could make.
Absolutely. And the calm, stress-free way that you approach the things you need to get done. And I would like to add for everyone who's listening, a reminder that Karen offers a complimentary speaker success kit. You can sign up on her website, www.soundsupportva.com, to get that free kit. Thank you, Karen. As usual, it was a wonderful interview.
Thank you, Yvonne. This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate the opportunity.
It's always a pleasure. And my thanks to all of you, our listeners, for joining us today for the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. Join us again next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And until then, let me leave you with this final thought. Vivica Wadhwa said, "A key to achieving success is to assemble a strong and stable management team." So even if you're a very small business owner, or if you're a solopreneur, a one-man band, you can start that management team to help you be successful by finding the right VA. And Karen Brockman, she's the one for you. Thank you for listening, everybody.